You got to make the morning last. Just
good morning, Reading. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to my show, Positively Healthy, here on KCNR 1460. Well, if you heard last week's show, you got to hear Carla Jackson of Jackson Ranch for Dogs and Sherry McMillan talk about dog training. I thought it was just a superb show, and I thank them for filling in. I was taking a little bit of needed R&R at home, and I'm feeling rejuvenated. I want to talk about next week's guest for a few minutes. Now, you know that this show is about bringing you ideas for positive change in your health, in your life, and beyond. And for 18 years, I've practiced chiropractic and clinical nutrition here in Reading, and I've realized that small changes, you know, they're, if you make them small, then change is more apt to happen. And if you do drastic, fast, crazy change, there's a good chance it might not last. And so this show is dedicated to bringing you ideas for positive change, but also maybe new ideas, things you've not heard of. And I hope to bring new ideas to you next week if you haven't heard of Dr. Alan Tomaszewski. He's going to be on our show, and he's from Ashland, Oregon. Dr. Tomaszewski is a medical doctor, and he's a joint specialist. And he has a practice in Santa Barbara and in Ashland, Oregon, and he goes back and forth between the two practices. So if you have a trick knee or a shoulder or a sloppy ankle or you have loose joints in your spine that won't stay put, I want you to gather around because Dr. Tomaszewski has a technique that is not popular in Reading. It's inexpensive, it's almost painless, and it's called prolotherapy. And you've got a week to look it up and get some questions going for Dr. Tomaszewski. This is a technique where you inject this sort of sugar-type derivative into your ligaments, and so it irritates the ligaments, and it's almost like re-injuring them, but they tighten up. So, you know, as a chiropractor, we deal with bones and tendons and nerves and muscles and ligaments, fascia, blood vessels, and ligaments are the hardest thing to treat because, you know, they're almost like a thick plastic-looking substance, and they connect bone to bone. So if you picture your knee for a minute and you know, it's almost like you've got this really thick strapping material hooking your upper leg to your lower leg. And when this material stretches out, it doesn't just snap right back. And so it stays stretched out and sloppy, and that's where you get, you know, often if you've sprained an ankle, that's just the next thing, you know, you sprain, it's the ankle you keep spraining every couple of years, you know. It's just kind of, you've got sloppy ligaments. And so this technique is about strengthening ligaments. And so I was around prolotherapy in Southern California, and I've seen what it can do. And it may take, oh, 4 visits or so for symptoms to often be just completely eliminated. So let's picture your knee for a minute. The treatment would look like, you would have your painful area numbed, and then you would get a couple of little injections that are in there. The whole goal is to irritate the ligament so it starts to repair itself. And, you know, the people that I know who have done this have felt immediately better. And the cost was quite inexpensive, somewhere around $150 to $250 per treatment. And, you know, for a larger procedure, that's not even going to be your copay or the part that you would pay. So we now, in Reading, we have prolotherapy for dogs and cats. You know, Dr. Neil Wiener, the vet in Reading, he does prolotherapy, but we don't have it. You know, we have to go out of the area for people. And I want you to know about Dr. Tomaszewski in Ashland. And so before we get to our guests, I want to thank our sponsors. And when you decide to go on the radio, you need sponsors, and you need sponsors that are behind you, and you're behind them. And after we take a break, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt, KCNR 1460, and we'll be right back. Oh, welcome back. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and I'm telling you about my sponsors when I got a little frog in my throat there. Well, gosh, you're listening to KCNR 1460 here, Clearly News Talk Radio, and On talk radio, we talk. So this is what we're doing today. I was telling you about my sponsors, and when you decide that you're going to have a radio show, you have to go get sponsors. And there were really only two sponsors that I wanted, and I really wasn't going to go on the air without them. And you know, when you have a radio show, you have to talk up your sponsors, so you have to believe in them. And they have to think you're pretty cool, too. And so one of my sponsors is Michael Chytowski, and he's an acupuncturist over in the Rayleigh Center on Hartnell. And, you know, if you were to face Rayleigh's, you know, like on, down on one side is the tire store, and on the other side, down and around the corner, is East Earth Tradewinds. And not only do they do acupuncture, but you can buy bottles of herbs and books and great toothpaste and liniments and essential oils and gifts. And I want to touch on Chinese herbal formulas for a minute. You know, these are formulas that have been around for thousands of years and without side effects. And if they weren't effective, they would have fizzled out by now. And my vision for East Earth Tradewinds is for you to use them as a pharmacy for over-the-counter type products. You know, if you have sinus or cough or allergy or muscle aches, you know, we're not the first humans to suffer these symptoms. And so I would try a formula that's been around for thousands of years. And you can find them on the web at easteartrade.com. And our second sponsor is Lazy 69 Ranch in Round Mountain. And they have grass-fed beef. And you can find that at Orchard Nutrition and Holiday and Palisadro, and it's getting ready to be in the Holiday on Placer and even the Holiday in Alturas. And for the biggest selection, you can go to Orchard Nutrition. They have more cuts of beef, and I think the other locations have burger, which is fabulous. And so, you know, who cares about grass-fed beef? I mean, big deal. You know, why should we be chasing after it? And I want to stop and talk about that for a minute or two here. You know, first of all, it really, you know, cows are designed to eat grass. If you haven't stopped to think about it, that is their primary diet. And when you have a grass-fed animal, you're eliminating a lot of feedlot diseases. You're also eliminating the whole corn, soy, artificial fattening process. You are eliminating the problem of antibiotic resistance and all the whole hormones given to animals. So usually when farmers commit to grass-fed, you want to make sure they've committed to a whole host of a philosophy that is healthy for you. And antibiotic resistance, you know, this is a huge and growing problem day by day. I mean, there are a limited number of antibiotics out there, and I've touched on this before. And they are designed to be used sparingly and in emergencies. And so when you are overexposed to an antibiotic, your body becomes resistant to it. That means it's no longer effective. So when antibiotics are in your food supply, you're getting this constant dose of several different antibiotics. So your chances of resistance are huge. And, you know, where are these antibiotics and what foods? Well, in most commercial meat, dairy, and eggs, you know, it's just a chemical soup. And so another health risk that's common with conventional and commercial agriculture is the use of growth hormones, mostly the estrogens. And these are designed to get weight up fast, you know, to get an animal's weight up. And there's a lot of pressure to get cattle to market fast. So if you can get your cattle's weight up to butcher weight faster using hormones and even soy, you'll make more money. And so what's wrong with this practice? Well, you know, it's simple. We have more hormone-related cancers than we have ever had, ever. And who else other than the cattle have hit their butcher weight? Well, Americans, you know. Between the corn, the soy, and the hormones, we're pretty heavy right now. And so one of my patients said alarmingly, you know, all we did at my house was change to grass-fed beef, and my husband lost 12 pounds in a month. So, you know, what did he also do other than lose weight? I mean, he lowered his risk of certain cancers based on hormones, the hormone-related cancers. So if you can count, you know, you can count on Lazy 69 Ranch at lazy69ranch.com to support a more healthful form of agriculture. And so There are certain changes that must be made in the way we've been doing things for the last 50 years. And I said it often, and I'll say it again, that we have to get back to the way we did a lot of things, you know, 10,000, 8,000, 6,000 years ago. And so there was a time that we've always known how to grow our own food. It didn't take a whole lot of chemicals that are wiping us out. And so, this Friends and Neighbors leads me to our two guests today. They're very committed to positive change. They deserve a standing ovation, and they've put together quite an Earth Day, or more of an Earth Week celebration. So we have today, I want to welcome you guys. We have Peggy Reball, who is from the First United Methodist Church. You're a program director, right, Peggy?
Yes, I am.
Well, welcome today. And you're also the Whole Earth Watershed Festival Executive Director.
Yes, one of them. So
one of them. Okay. Well, I would have to think it takes several people to pull that off.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then we have Pamela Spoto from Shasta College. She's an English professor. Welcome, Pamela.
Thank you.
And you are the project director of the Community Teaching Garden and of the Sustainability Conference that will be happening soon.
That's true.
Okay, well, let's start with Pamela. Why don't you tell us about your program? It's coming up first during your packed week there, and so
I'd like to do that. And may I say one thing about your two sponsors?
Sure.
It just so happens I was at that acupuncturist yesterday.
Oh, I love it. Okay, see? How great is that?
And I also buy a reishi tincture from him that helps the immune system, just for your listening audience.
Oh.
And then secondly, Lazy 69 will be at our conference.
Oh, perfect.
So I find that very interesting.
Yeah.
So we have three events in a row, starting with Earth Day, April 22nd, and beginning with the Shasta College Sustainability Conference that Thursday. Then on Friday, we move into a free film at the Cascade Theater. Get a date and go. At 7 p.m. And then on Saturday, we have the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival on Cypress Avenue. So I'm focusing on the Sustainability Conference.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, take us through that. You have a lot going on. Now, this is your second year, right?
It is our second year, and I think it's really very exciting. Last year, we had a two-day conference. This year, we're going to pack everything into one day, so it's going to be intense and wonderful. And it starts at 9 a.m., Thursday morning. All events will be in room 806 on the Shasta College main campus, except for Meet the Farmers in the afternoon, which will be right outside the 800 building. But we will start with an opening by our president and superintendent, Gary Lewis, and he will be telling the audience about what Shasta College is doing in terms of sustainability on campus and in the community. And Shasta College really is doing quite a bit.
Like what would you say?
Well, right now they are in the process of constructing a solar array panel that will provide, you know, power for a good part of the campus.
Impressive.
Yes, and that project is going on right now. We have a sustainability committee. We have a sustainability club. We have the conference. If you drive into the first entrance of Shasta College, there's a new building there with an array panel on top. And so it is built with green intentions in mind to be sustainable. So all of these different things are happening on campus, and Gary Lewis will be speaking to that.
Oh, great. Okay.
And as well, we have, as you mentioned, the community teaching garden, and we work on an acre and a half of land at Shasta College. And this is, we're modeling organic practices. We know that if we keep using pesticides and chemical fertilizers, the soil gets weak and it destroys the soil after a while. You have to add more chemical fertilizers and more pesticides. And so we want to show how gardening and farming can be very successful using organic methods.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and learn more about the Community Teaching Garden after this. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt. You're listening to Positively Healthy.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last.
Hey, this is Trudy Pratt, and welcome back to our show Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460. Well, you know, we're talking to Pamela Spodo from Shasta College about the schedule that will be happening at the Sustainability Conference on Thursday the 22nd. But I'm asking her right now to derail a little bit. She's telling us about the Community Teaching Garden, and I think that's so interesting that I know you're starting the conference with several of you speaking about what's going on at Shasta College, and then I'd like to just sort of jump over here since we've started it, because I think there are a lot of people who really wish they could grow something. I mean, I know people like me. I just don't have a green thumb. I seem like I used to have one. I don't know where it went. And a lot of people tried to bail me out last year, helping me with my tomatoes, et cetera. So I'm clearly missing something obvious that goes with gardening. And so I'm going to just guess that there are a lot of people like me. So tell me about this teaching garden.
Well, I would like to do that. We have an acre and a half of land, and right now we're in the process of developing the infrastructure. And so a group of volunteers, this is all volunteer. We're not given any money from we're writing grants and then taking volunteer labor. And so we're putting up a fence. We're putting in an irrigation system. We did receive $5,900 from a McConnell grant for fencing, irrigation, equipment for a shed so we can store our stuff. And we have had our first workshop. It was called Getting Started in Your Organic Food Garden. You missed it, Trudy.
Darn, okay. Next year.
And over 30 people attended that. And we have two wonderful organic farmers that give these workshops, and we're going to be bringing in other people from the community as well. And one of the farmers is Wayne Kessler with Shambani Organics, and the other is Jim Collins with Shasta Regional Seeds, who specialize in heirloom organic seeds. And they know so much about organic farming. And a lot of it has to do with the soil. And so we're going to have classes in how to bring your soil up to par, because without a good soil, you're not going to have those wonderfully nutritious, beautiful, vital plants. So we'll have information on soil and on how to plant. And, I mean, there's a way with each seed or each transplant that to accurately and efficiently put them in the soil, that good soil that you have created, and mulching. And we're going to be covering a variety of topics, but our mission really is to help people become more self-reliant, to use sustainable practices, to be organic. And studies and research have shown that mineral content is higher in organic produce. We also want to teach ecological literacy. We hear about people being computer literate, but what about literate when it comes to nature? I think we have become disconnected from nature and our surroundings, and this helps us. This garden will help us to become more connected to plants and nature. And studies have shown that if a person is depressed, that being out in nature is very healing for mild to moderate depression, as effective as a pharmaceutical drug.
I love it.
So we have a lot of things that we want to cover in the garden, but it really has to do with how to grow your own food, in whatever space you have. And we will be advertising our next workshops very soon.
Okay, great.
As they come up. And then going back to our conference list.
We have a caller.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and take a call. Go ahead, Sharon. Do you have a question for our guests?
Well, yes. I'm just curious. I've been listening that there you're going to have all kinds of speakers. And I was wondering if you were going to have Ken Warrenius from Reading Compost Tea do one of your classes for you.
Well, I have an email into him. And I'm waiting for his response.
Awesome.
He was with us last year during the Meet the Farmers from 1 to 3 in the afternoon, and he has been invited back. He's an expert in compost tea and growing worms for the garden.
Right.
So we certainly hope he is going to be with us.
Oh, I'm sure he'll try to. He's down at the farmers market today, being the first day, and, you know, busy. And Wednesday night, I'm going to have him on a show called Hand Me the Mic, which airs on Charter Cable Channel 11 at 7:30 on Wednesday. And we are going to be talking about the mechanics of organics. And a lot of the people that she's talking about, some of them will be on the show. And it's wonderful to hear that we're getting so involved in organics up here.
That is really so. And so when you see him, tell him to call Pamela Spoto.
Okay, I will. I'll certainly do that.
Hey, thank you for your call, Sharon, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Bye.
Going back to our conference schedule, so after this opening with Gary Lewis, and then I will be talking about the Community Teaching Garden, we will have an eco-psychologist speaking.
Now, what is an eco-psychologist?
Now, this is very interesting because an eco-psychologist is focusing on ecology and the psychology of ecology. And I think that this goes back to that reconnection with nature. And some psychologists in their practice, instead of sitting at an office at a desk, they are taking people on a walk through an orchard or out in nature. There is something really wonderful about being close to a more natural environment.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
And then after our opening at 10 o'clock, we are having Dr. Pratt.
Oh, brother. We know her.
And who will be focusing on nutrition and healthy eating. And I'm hoping she will say something about GMOs as
oh,
well.
Oh, I certainly can. Oh. Okay. That's great.
And then at 11, we are having our local, I call him the green architect, James Timer, who builds LEED certified structures. And as if people have been driving down Shasta View at that roundabout, you know that there's a construction going on there that Timer is directing. Then at 1 o'clock, we have a presentation by one of our faculty members on the emergence of community gardens in Cuba, as well as from 1 to 3, Meet the Farmers will be happening. And I just want to say again, this is very, very important, because this will allow people and community members and students to know what is available locally. Why buy something that comes in 3,000 miles, 4,000 miles, trucked in, that maybe has been picked 5 months ago, sometimes a year ago, and stored, when you can buy local and eat seasonal?
Excellent. Yeah, definitely part of our belief system here. Yeah. You're in good company with that thought. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and we'll be taking a break, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Five Star...
Oh, welcome back, Reading. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy here on KCNR. Our guests are Peggy Reball and Pamela Spoto, and we are talking about the Sustainability Conference out at Shasta College and the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival coming up. So two unbelievable events. Actually, there's a third event, too, that we'll be talking about in a minute. That's a movie being shown called No Impact Man. And right now, Pamela is taking us through the schedule of the Sustainability Conference on Thursday, the 22nd. And so we're kind of cruising through that schedule. And so go ahead, and right now we're at the Meet the Farmers part. So from 1 to 3 p.m., we're meeting farmers.
Yes, people have an option if they want to. Well, they can be outside meeting the farmers and then coming into Room 806 and listening to Ann Sittig's presentation on community gardens in Cuba. However, with our local Meet the Farmers, right now we probably have 6 or 7 people listed for that. And once again, we really want people to realize what is available locally. So, for example, we have Churn Creek Meadows, and they have what is called a CSA, a Community Supported Agriculture. And from them, you can order a box of vegetables that can be delivered to your house. I mean, how convenient is that?
Absolutely. Yeah,
fresh organic mm-hmm. vegetables right to your door. And you just leave them a check or whatever arrangements that you make with them. And if you're interested in juicing, they can leave you a box that is primarily juice for juicing. Or they can leave you a box of vegetables. Or, Peggy, did you know more? Have you more
well,
about that?
I have done that before. We don't live in the area, unfortunately, but we live outside of Cottonwood. Mm-hmm. But they actually even connect, you know, as far away outside of the city of Reading, but they're mm-hmm. fantastic.
Yes, and so we want people to realize what these farmers have available. Then we'll have Shambani Organics. Wayne Kessler and his wife run that out of Manton, and they come down for the farmers market. They're also involved in the teaching garden. He has starts, transplanting starts. So if you don't want to deal with seeds, you can buy these organic starts
of very good.
Peppers, tomatoes. And he also sells to local nurseries. And as I mentioned before, Lazy 69 will be in attendance. And they also have free-range organic eggs if people are interested in that, as well as beef and other things. Hopefully Ken, a compost tea person, will be there.
Well, hear this radio broadcast.
That's right. Call me, Ken. And last year he had a box of worms that he brought in, and it was really wonderful. Ron Epperson also was in attendance last year. We're hoping he's going to come again this time. He is, I believe, the president of the Shasta Growers Exchange, or was. He is also an expert in biodynamics. He also is an expert in sprouting and grafting, and we're going to have him teach some classes for us at the Community Teaching Garden. Cam and Kaylin Redwood with Redwood Organics, they grow seeds for seed companies, and they have helped me with my organic garden. They're wonderful. It's a young couple who live off the grid. They just built it right up from the ground and have these wonderful gardens that they sell produce from. So those are some of the lineup that we will have with Meet the Farmers.
Impressive lineup.
Yes. And then right after that, at 2 o'clock, the students at the college are really involved in this conference as well. And so we're going to have a student panel that deals with sustainability, some aspect of sustainability. And I'm thinking about, and this is, what I think about this is being so wonderful. I have a student, her first name is Alex. And she has a small child, 2 years old, and she has another baby on the way. And she's been researching biodegradable diapers, cloth diapers, plastic diapers, biodegradable diapers. This is really important to her. She's doing a research paper on that. But she's also going to be presenting her findings during this student panel.
Fantastic.
So it's something that she is using in her life. I mean, this is not some abstract concept. So each of these students, there will probably be five students presenting information at that time. We also have an essay contest. We'll be awarding a $50 cash prize for that also at 2 o'clock. And then our last event, well, second to the last event is at 3. We're calling it the Organic Hour. This is where people can bring their comments, their questions. They can have something written down just to have a conversation, not a yelling match, but a conversation so we can dig more deeply into these issues and explore them and hopefully provide some answers or at least talk about some possible alternative solutions. And then at the very end, we're going to have closing with poetry with Catherine Gessner, who is an English faculty member at Shasta College. I will probably be participating in that as well as maybe another one or two faculty members. So that is the day. And so we should finish this up by 5 o'clock on a Thursday, and then that brings us right into Friday.
Okay. So what happens on Friday? Well, what happens on Friday is actually a collaboration between the Sustainability Conference at Shasta College and the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival. And it came about from a meeting with Pamela Spoto and myself and Leslie Bryan, who is another executive director of the festival. And we wanted to find a way to bridge and connect a little bit deeper the Sustainability Conference and the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival. And so out of that, with a connection with KIXE, who has joined us on our executive committee this year for the festival, we suddenly had an opportunity to show a film at the Cascade Theater. And so it was just an absolutely wonderful kind of coalescence of everything. And we had been talking in the last year or two about, gee, it'd be great to have a green film series in Reading. And another local group led by Doug Bennett, the Shasta Cascade Farm and Food Coalition.
We love Doug.
Yes, they were bringing in Food Inc. And that was already in the works and in a wonderful opportunity. And so that became the first film in the first ever Reading Green Film Series, and that happened in February. And then in March, we showed The Big Energy Gamble, and then Leslie Bryan actually had seen trailers and was greatly influenced by No Impact Man, and she suggested that to our group, and that's where we led.
Well, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about No Impact Man. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to Positively Healthy on KCNR.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the moment.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and we are talking to Pamela Spoto of Shasta College's Sustainability Conference and Peggy Reball of the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival. And boy, we're celebrating, what is it, the what anniversary of Earth Day?
It's the 40th anniversary.
40th anniversary of Earth Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's a big deal.
It's a big to-do. I love it.
Yeah.
So in between, on the Friday, April 23rd at the Cascade Theater, what time again?
At 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
is
okay.
a free and appropriate for all ages film. It's a film premiere of the film No Impact Man. And this film was conceived by a man who had a young family. His name is Colin Beavan, and he is No Impact Man. And he decided to take his family on a year-long experiment, becoming zero waste and no carbon footprint or imprint to change their lives in that way. And so he thought that he decided to do that and embarked on it. He wrote a book afterwards, and he really found that not only did it end up costing him less money, it made him healthier, and they as a family happier. But they had a lot of adjusting to do. They were lucky that they lived in Lower Manhattan, so that they could walk and bike, you know, probably easier than a lot of people around here. But his belief that this is something that we can all do has inspired an actual project, and it's a nonprofit group now that's international environmental nonprofit project. And you can go on their website, noimpactmanproject.org, and find out about it and take the experiment yourself, maybe a day or a week, you know, whatever you would like to do. And we kind of encourage people to check that out before coming to the film. And we just hope that everyone will take a chance and come down that Friday evening at 7 o'clock and enjoy the film.
I thought it was a really fun movie, and, you know, There are certain aspects where maybe halfway through I was feeling pretty proud of myself and bragging about how probably I throw away, you know, for two of us about a bag of trash a week. And then, you know, then they kind of started having more extreme behavior that I can't say that I followed, you know, but it was really fun to sort of check in with yourself and see. And I felt good about the fact that my vegetables are delivered in bulk, you know, from Trin Creek Meadows. And, you know, that's a lot of packaging and bags that I don't have to bring home
from
the market.
That's right.
And so, you know, sometimes it just a couple of little feel-goods here and there.
That's right.
And there are certain things that were extra funny, I guess, in the movie that I just enjoyed the personalities of the man, wife, and child, you know, and the struggles that they went through, where she had kind of a Starbucks habit that she was trying to give up. And
like so many of us.
Yeah, that's a really common thing. And so there was a lot there. Mark, did you, our guest co-host sometimes, Mark Beauchamp, loved that movie too. There were things that he kind of inspired him, I think.
Yes, interesting film, and this fellow Colin Beavan had a, how we say in the movie business, a high concept idea, and just watching him give up stuff like elevators and airplanes and television and cars and toilet paper when he got down to it, actually, and reminded me of a time I spent about 6 months in India where people don't have a lot of things, including toilet paper, and you just learn how to adjust and get by. But one of the takeaways of the movie for me was I thought to myself, well, you really probably didn't want to try this sort of thing in Reading. And the reason I thought that, well, he unplugged his electricity, and he and his family were living by candlelight. And if people follow, you know, the Reading Electric Utility and its interface with our homeless community and low-income folks who have trouble paying their bills, you know from the Record Searchlight that REU will literally evict you from your home if you live by candlelight and take your home away from you or kick you out of your apartment if you don't have
not
electricity.
Not good. Not
so what
good.
Can people do that in their... So within limits, you can follow No Impact Man. Maybe you could be Low Impact Man.
Right. Don't follow Colin Beavan's example here in Reading, or you could find yourself on the street. But it's an interesting film. It's definitely worth seeing. And anytime you get to go to the Cascade Theater for free to see any film, it's definitely worth doing.
And what were your favorite parts of the movie, Mark?
Oh, gosh, I think his wife sneaking out to go to her job at Business Week and having, you know, a Starbucks on the sly or a takeout Chinese. I think she must have cheated through this whole thing the whole year. I got to believe it. You know, she probably went to, I don't know, Macy's and bought clothes and had her Starbucks fix. I just don't believe she stuck with it like he did. But it's an entertaining film. It'll make you think. And it may make you consider maybe using a little bit less.
Then what a perfect takeaway, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. And I also wanted to mention that we have a curriculum for teachers. There's accompanying curriculum for the No Impact Man film, and that is available on our website.
Okay.
And in the curriculum for kids, they want kids to look at consumption, how advertising affects our consumption habits. Energy, to look at how, you know, what we're using our energy on in our homes, food, and we've just been talking about that with the organic food garden and organic food farming, transportation, how we get from point A to point B, and water, and that's a really important, those are all very important to all of us living in this community and wherever we live on the earth.
Oh, definitely.
And can I just interject here for a moment? There may be things, and I haven't seen No Impact Man yet, and I really want to do this, and I will be there. There may be things that, you know, it's kind of like take what you can use and leave the rest. And as I mentioned, I do know people who live off the grid. We have a friend named Doug, the
yes.
other Doug, who has an electric car, and he has solar panels on his roof,
yes.
and he just comes home and plugs in his car to his solar panels. Yes. How wonderful. There are certainly things that we can do to make less
absolutely.
Of an impact.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And when you have a situation where you can look at what other people are doing, that's a real can be a real impetus for us to recognize, gee, I can do that too. That's really not that hard. And that's what we're all about, is trying to educate and get people to talk to one another and see things from different perspectives.
Oh, good. We love different perspectives.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go through a little more of the detail of the Whole Earth Festival.
Okay. The Whole Earth Festival is coming up on Saturday, April 24th at Reading City Hall and Sculpture Park, and it will be open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And as we've done in the last couple years at that wonderful site, we picked it actually to coincide with the farmers market, and so Shasta growers are really sort of associated with us there. And last year we ended up coordinating with the Watershed Festival, which has been a wonderful situation. And the Watershed Festival has been going on for since 2005, and Leslie Bryan from Western Shasta Resource Conservation District has been the director of that. And so they are an integral part of it, and last year they brought the Watershed Passport Program, and so we really reach out to educate school kids and teachers and let them know about this festival, because it really is an opportunity to come to this wonderful City Hall Sculpture Park area and to learn about all different things about our earth, our environment, our natural resources, local businesses that are doing things in a more sustainable way, products that are available to us. And for kids, there's a, you know, this Watershed Passport Program where the kids can go around and they have to answer a question at different booths. And when they finish that passport, they will turn it in at the passport bungalow there, and they'll be eligible for some prizes. And so it's a fun way to learn about taking care of their earth.
Brilliant.
Okay. And also, you know, we have things for all ages. So also for younger kids, there's going to be a kids' corner where they'll have a lot of different games. We hope to have salmon croquet again.
What on earth is that? Hello.
Well, yes, it's urging salmon to go through wickets. Well, not really, but it's close. So, and that's put on by one of our nonprofit agencies, and so that's a really fun thing to do.
I bet.
Shasta Ride and Glide and Ride will also be there with their Segways, and they will be offering free demonstrations. I talked about the farmers market connection, so you can go buy anything you would like from the local farmers there, and then just wander on over, and the whole area is going to be full of booths. We have 91 exhibitors. We have about 33 businesses that will be there, nonprofit agencies, government agencies,
and educational organizations.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and this is Dr. Trudy Pratt on Positively Healthy. We'll be right back after these words.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the
moment. Welcome back. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt, and you're listening to my show, Positively Healthy, here on KCNR, Clearly Talk Radio. And, you know, today I've been interviewing Pamela Spoto from Shasta College, and she's been explaining the upcoming April 22nd sustainability conference out at the college, and that's free and all day long. That's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. 5 p.m., thank you. And then we're interviewing Peggy Reball, and Peggy is from the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival. She's the executive director, and we're in the middle right now of learning what all is going to happen on Saturday, the 24th, at the festival. So go ahead and continue updating us.
All right. Well, another very exciting new thing that is going to happen there is the Sustainable Living Demonstration Tent. And this is sponsored by Shasta College. Again, another one of the wonderful ways in which they're positively impacting our community. But they're going to have a series of ongoing hands-on practical demonstrations to help people learn ways to live more sustainably. And they are going to have things like solar cooking, composting, planting, and greening your bottom line, as well as many other different topics. And so we will have a schedule up on our website in by the end of the week, but people will be able to see maybe that 10 o'clock they want to come, or 11 is something that they're really interested in, and so that way they'll be able to find out.
And so it's a little demonstration.
Yeah.
How long will they last? About
20 to 30 minutes
okay.
apiece, and they'll be happening throughout the five-hour time period of the festival.
So say like the composting will keep happening over and over throughout the day?
No, they will. Okay. It'll be happening maybe at 10:30 or so. I'm not saying that it is at 10:30, but at one time period. And then, but they have a lot of different ones. And also the Gaia Anderson Hotel, the owner is going to be there to talk about all the ways that they're, you know, have created this hotel environment that is very sustainable. So there's a lot of different and very interesting topics that they'll be covering. So it's very exciting.
For example, the Shasta College Community Teaching Garden will be doing a demonstration on sowing seeds and transplanting for 30 minutes, as well as all these wonderful other ones.
Yeah, so it's really a wonderful just gathering of people that are willing to share their expertise in different practical ways that people can all adopt and take home and then carry through in their own lives. The other thing is I wanted to mention is Blood Source is having a blood drive. Their blood mobile will be there at the festival. It's the ultimate in recycling, by the way. And so you don't have to sign up ahead of time. You can just show up. But that's a really important thing that Blood Source has been doing for us for the last 4 years that we've been doing the festival. And also, Turtle Bay will be there with their big semi-teaching lab. The Arboretum will be there. Rabba will have their new buses there. So it's really going to be.
I've seen those. Those are nice.
And speaking of Rabba, one of the things that we hope to promote is using alternative transportation to get to the festival. And so in order to sort of sweeten the pot, we have decided to we've joined with Rabba, and we're promoting their routes 3, 5, and 11 that will get you right at City Hall or very close. So consider taking a Rabba bus that day, or if you would like to ride your bike. We have the Shasta Wheelmen Bike Club is going to be having a guarded bike corral, so your bike will be safe. And if you do both of those things, when you either get off the bus or you turn in your bike, you will get a little ticket, bring it to the information booth, and you will be entered into a drawing, and a prize will be given away later that afternoon. And speaking of prizes, Pamela, we have an exciting other certificate opportunity for a prize, and it's called the Earth Certificate. And this Earth Certificate is a great way to highlight these three events as well as our local watershed meetings that happen all the time. And so this Earth Certificate has, if you go to two of the four opportunities, you will be also eligible. You'll bring your Earth certificate to the festival, turn it in, and there's another prize.
And was that just for kids?
No. It's for adults.
Big kids.
And so it's watershed meeting of your choice, Shasta College Sustainability Conference, No Impact Man, and also the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival.
Oh, great.
You can pick up an Earth certificate at any one of those events, and you just have to go to two out of the four. So it's wide open, everybody.
Okay, and so how expensive is this whole event?
Well, that's the beauty of all this.
Can you believe it's free?
It's free!
Each event is free.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, April 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Free. All free.
Free.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming on today.
Thank you,
and our
Trudy.
Producer, Alan, who is a substitute. You were just superb. And so this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. Meet up with us again next week for more exciting information. Have a good weekend.